I just want to say producing a show from a laptop can be a lot of fun. It can be a lot of fun. There's a lot of kind of things that it forces you to do that are fun to do. Like, I'm not relying on the technology of the phone calls, you know. As much as I love doing the phone calls, too, and they symbolize, they are the driving, I guess they're like the driving sonic event of a talk show, which is what we're kind of satirizing. Although I don't even really like to look at it. People say, what's your show about? Okay. It's a satirization of talk of a presentational radio show, but I don't even like to get that specific. I just go, it's just a bunch of fucking weird voices that I'm doing, you know. But anyway, producing off the laptop can be fun, but it can also be a hassle, as it is tonight. And I cannot hide the fact that, you know, we have been moving a fucking house, man, which just concluded yesterday. The sale of my home is complete as of today. We got the word from our wonderful realtor, Ann, and everybody on the other side, great people, everybody. The person that bought my house is a terrific lady. And it's an interesting thing, man. Maybe this is what I'm hearing a kid's voice. We're here in a hotel. Thunder, where are you? There's Thunder. Thunder is now a hotel cat, man, and she will be for a while. It's kind of interesting, you know, that I just forgot what it is I wanted to say. Well, anyway, so we sold and got, oh, I know what it was. We sold the house and actually went over to the house today because there was something left there that I needed to get. And one of the other things that was left there was a Phil Hendry Show shot glass and a Phil Hendry Show coffee mug. And the new owner, this lady said, "Can I have those?" I said, "Yes, absolutely." But I find myself already sort of divorced from the house. You know, I lived there I owned the damn house for 22, 23 years. I lived there for 18 of those years. And many of you guys have been with me long enough to remember when I started doing the show from the El Pacifico. But it's funny how you can just all of a sudden not, you know, you're not emotionally tied to it. And I just maybe consciously did that. I don't know. But I can go into that house when it's empty. It doesn't have anything in it. It's not the house that I remember, obviously. And so I don't really buy into any real strong emotional ties there. And even the neighborhood, that's a neighborhood that I know really well. I won't see again. I mean, I will, you know, to go down and visit maybe if I want to, but I'm on to the next adventure. And Jackie's excited. I'm excited. I know I'm going to miss California. There's no question. I'm going to miss, the other thing I'm going to miss is sort of the community of of entertainers that I knew here in town. And that's definitely going to be sort of not the same vibe, you know, in Florida, but there's other opportunities there, man. And like my man said, you know, let life flow to you. So that's what we're doing. Okay. So on today's show, we're going to have Major Elvis Newton encoring from last year. It's just a fact of life. It's a Friday. And I know we wanted to do 4 original shows each week, but this move has just kicked the shit out of everybody, including yours truly. But we'll be back fine next week. And we thank you for your indulgence.